Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Sagt es Babakama, Periches, Mishnah Gimel, Amakes, Aviv es Imai. Someone strikes his father or his mother. He didn't actually make a wound. Now, if he made a wound, he would be chayv misa, he would be chayv chenek. A wound would mean that some dam came out, some blood came out. If that didn't happen, but he did hit his father or mother, chas v'shalom, so then he would be chayv like any person that hurts someone else. For that matter, b'chayvul b'chaveda b'yom kippur. If someone strikes his friend on Yom Kippur, if he did so on Shabbos, so there would be a chayv misa, assuming it was b'mezid b'hasra, but inflicting a wound is one of the lamates malachis. Some achloikis, which one? Some say it's a taldav shaychet, some say a taldav tzoveya. But it's definitely one of the malachis, and if someone is over any of the malachis on Shabbos, he's chayv skila. And we are already familiar with the rule. One who is chayv mises bezin through hitting is pater metashlumin because of the rule of kamli mederabimenei. However, on Yom Kippur, there's no chayv mises bezin. Someone does malach on Yom Kippur, he's not chayv skila, he's chayv karis. And this Tana holds, being chayv karis doesn't make someone pater on the money part. Therefore, in both of these cases, where he hit his father and mother but did not make a chabura, so there's no chiyav misa, or he tak inflicted a wound in his friend but on Yom Kippur, not on Shabbos, chayiv bekulan, he would be chayiv nezik tzar ripui shevis and boishes, if it applies. Vaitra zakta mishnah hachayiv will be avid ivri, if someone inflicts a wound in an avid ivri, chayiv bekulan, chutz min hashevis, with the exception of shevis, bizman shehu shaloi. In other words, he's chayiv nezik tzar ripui, and boishes shevis, it depends. If he struck his own Eved, so what's Shaykh to say he should pay for his loss of work? The work belongs to him. But in regard to the other Dalat Tashlumin, he has to pay. Vaitra Sakta Mishnah, Chayvel be Eved Kenani Shalachayim, if someone inflicts a wound in an Eved Kenani that belongs to others, Chayv Bekulan, an Eved Kenani is a din like a Yisrael. An Eved Kenani is Mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that a woman is Mechuyev. Now, who does the money go to? Well, the answer is it may go to the Adain, but the Adain would be forced to use it for the Eved. For example, the Adain can't take the doctor bills and say, well, I'm not healing him. No, you have to heal him. Vayit Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein li avadim baishes. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama who says one would be chayiv on everything, not on all five. There's no tashlumei baishes. He learns that from a pasuk. Ki yinotzi enoshim yachtav ish v'achiv, but not an Eved. The Tanakhama disagrees. The Tanakhama says he is called Achiv. He's Achiv u'b'mitzvahs. He's mechuyev b'mitzvahs ke'isha. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that if someone, chas v'shalom, strikes his father or mother, but did not create a wound, no dam came out, so he's not chayiv misa. If there was a chibur, he would be chayiv misa, so there wouldn't be any chiyah for money. We would apply the rule of kamle mederabimenei. But if there was no chibur, so he's chayiv like anyone else would be chayiv for hitting someone. Furthermore, someone who inflicts a wound in his friend on Yom Kippur could possibly be chayiv bekulan in nezik tzar ripui shevis abayshas if it applies. That's because on Yom Kippur there's no chayiv misa, there's just the chayiv karis. And this Tana holds, and we don't say kamli medan abimenei by a chayiv karis. We also said if someone inflicts a wound in an eved ivri, he's chayiv bekulan with the exception of shevis if it's his own eved. Someone inflicts a wound in an eved kenani that belongs to others, he's chayiv in everything. Rabbi Yehuda says that ain't li avadim boishes, but the Tanakhama disagrees. He says that there is boishes.